Title: Automation for Controlled Feedback Swells Intermediate, Ableton Live Drum and Bass. All right, in this lesson we're doing one of the most addictive little DNB transition tricks, controlled feedback swells. You know that feeling, where a delay or reverb starts to eat itself and rise from inside the sound, like it's about to go fully out of control and then it snaps back perfectly on the drop. That's the vibe. The entire game here is automation plus safety. We want tension, aggression, and that runaway edge, without actually nuking the mix or masking the impact. By the end, you'll have a repeatable, tempo-locked feedback swell return track, with automation lanes you can copy and paste around your arrangement like a weapon. Let's build it. First, we're going to create a dedicated return track for this. In Ableton Live, go to Create, then Insert Return Track. Rename it something like a FB swell. I like putting the return letter in the name so it's obvious which send is feeding it. Now, device order matters. We want control before chaos, and a seatbelt at the end. Put these devices on the return, in this order: auto filter first, then echo or delay, then saturator if you want grit, and then a limiter. Yes, the limiter is non-negotiable. Feedback spikes can be unpredictable, especially once you automate into the danger zone. Let's dial in the auto filter. Set it to low pass, 24 dB slope. Start the cutoff around 500 Hz. Keep resonance modest, maybe 10 to 25%. If you want, add a little drive, like 1 to 3 dB. What this does is super important. It keeps the feedback loop dark and controlled, stops harsh highs from screaming, and helps keep the low end from turning into muddy soup. Next, add echo. Turn on sync and choose a musical timing. For DNB, 1/8 is tight and urgent, 1/4 is bigger and more dramatic. You can also do 3/16 for that classic bounce, but we'll keep it simple at first. Set echo feedback to a safe starting point, like 20 to 35%. Then use echo's built-in filters. Set the high pass around 150 to 250 Hz so we're not feeding subs into the loop, and set the low pass around 4 to 8 kHz to keep it from getting fizzy. If you want extra motion, add a tiny bit of modulation, like 5 to 10% slow rate. Keep it subtle. This is movement, not chorus soup. Now add saturator after echo. Pick analog clip. Drive around 2 to 6 dB and turn on soft clip. This is one of the reasons the swell cuts through in a busy roller without you just cranking volume. It increases density and makes the tail feel bigger. Then, the limiter at the end. Set the ceiling to minus 1 dB. Default look ahead is fine. This is your protection against the moment where feedback hits 90% and the input signal suddenly makes it jump. Quick extra coach move before we continue. Consider putting a utility right at the start of the return, before the filter, and turning it down like minus 6 to minus 12 dB. That's input discipline. It gives the chain predictable headroom, so your automation behaves consistently from project to project. You can still get huge swells, but you're not gambling. Cool. Now let's feed it. Pick 2 or 3 sources to send into the swell. This is important. Don't send everything. If you feed too many tracks, the swell turns into a smeary cloud and you lose groove clarity. Great candidates are snare or clap hits during fills, a vocal shot like yeah or pull-up, a restab or mid-bass layer, and atmos or pads. On those source tracks, bring up send it to taste. Start around minus 18 to minus 12 dB. For bass, be extra careful. If you want the bass to participate, send only the mid layer, or at least make sure the return's high-pass filtering is doing real work. Now we'll automate. Go to Arrangement View, and press it to show automation mode. We're going to automate on the return track first, because it's fast to manage and it's easy to copy around. Core automation lane number 1. Echo feedback. Find echo's feedback parameter, and draw a ramp. Start around 25 to 35%. Over the bar before the drop, ramp it up into the danger zone. 70, 80, even 95% depending on how spicy you want it. But here's the rule. You must snap it back right on the downbeat. That snapback is what makes the drop hit. If you let the feedback stay high into the drop, it masks punch and your whole track feels smaller. Think in DNB timing. Bar 15 ramps up, bar 16 downbeat is the kill. That's a classic. Automation lane number 2. Auto filter cutoff. The pre-delay tone control. Start dark, like 300 to 600 Hz. Then open it up as the swell builds, maybe toward 2 to 6 kHz. Then drop it back down on the downbeat, or kill the return entirely. This is what separates cool tension from ice-pick feedback. Feedback alone is usually harsh. Feedback plus tone automation is musical. Now lane number 3. A safety kill that also gives you arrangement impact. Instead of automating the return fader, put a utility near the end of the chain. ideally right before the limiter, and automate utility gain. During the swell, you can lift it 1 or 2 dB if you want a little push. Then on the downbeat, drop utility gain to minus infinity, or at least a hard cut. If clicks happen, do a tiny fade, like 20 to 60 milliseconds. That's short enough to keep the punch, long enough to sound intentional. And here's a pro organization tip. Feedback over 80% is a danger zone. Mark it. Add locators in the arrangement. One called FB ramp starts and another called FB kill. It sounds simple, but it saves you when you're editing fast and you want repeatable drops without surprises. Now, let's make it feel like drum and bass. I'll give you three templates you can copy. Template 1. 1-bar snare fill swell. On the last bar before the drop, make sure the snare hits are sending into the return. Then automate feedback from around 30 up to 85% over that bar. Open the filter from 500 Hz to around 4K Hz. Let utility gain rise slightly and then kill on the downbeat. What you'll hear is the snare repeats blurring into a pressure wave that pulls you into the drop. Template 2. 2-beat vocal stab swell. Put a vocal shot on beat 3, then automate the send on that track so it spikes for a moment. Do a fast feedback ramp over a half bar, then kill on the downbeat. This is super jungle. It's also great when you don't want a long riser, you just want tension punctuation. Template 3. Re-stab swell. Only feed the mid layer. Keep the return filtered, maybe use 3/16 delay time, and don't open the filter too high. Optionally, automate saturator drive up a little during the last moments of the swell. That gives you that nasty, controlled growl without turning your sub into mush. Now, an alternative approach that's often tighter. Automate the send amount instead of the return. Keep feedback more moderate, like capped around 70 to 80%, and automate send A on the source track. Quick boost into the swell, quick pullback immediately. This keeps the return stable and makes the swell feel more deliberate, especially in fast ENB arrangements, where things change every half bar. Let's talk about curves, because this is where intermediate producers start sounding pro. If you do a perfectly linear ramp, it can feel too even, like it's just getting louder. Try shaping it like a story. Slow rise at first, then a faster rise in the last eighth or quarter note. Most of the perceived tension happens right at the end. And when the swell feels late, that's usually the fix. Make the ramp steeper near the end, and make the drop down instantaneous on the downbeat. One more groove-saving trick. If the swell is masking your snare transients, it's not always just level. It's often too much 2 to 6 kHz, or the swell is too wide. Quick fix. Automate utility width on the return. Pull it from 100% down to like 60 to 80% during the swell, or do the opposite. Widen during the ramp, then collapse to mono right before the drop for contrast. That wide then suddenly centered moment makes the drop feel huge. Now a few common mistakes to avoid, because these will absolutely mess you up. Mistake 1. No limiter on the return. Don't do it. Feedback can jump. Mistake 2. Letting low end into the feedback loop. If subs get in there, you get mud and the drop loses weight. Use high pass filtering early. Mistake 3. Automating only feedback, not tone. Feedback without filter control gets harsh fast. Mistake 4. Not cutting it cleanly on the drop. DNB is about impact. Kill it on time. Mistake 5. Oversending too many tracks. Keep it intentional. 1 to 3 sources is usually perfect. Now, let's level up with a couple advanced variations you can try once the basic swell is working. Variation 1. Dual stage feedback. This one is gold. Over most of the bar, bring feedback up to a stable high, like 65 to 75%. Then in the last eighth note only, spike to 85 to 92%. Then hard reset on the downbeat. It reads like about to explode without actually eating the mix. Variation 2. Rhythmic feedback gating. Put auto pan after the delay. Set phase to 0 degrees so it acts like tremolo, amount 100%, and sync the rate to 1/8 or 1/16. You can even automate the rate faster toward the drop. Now the swell pulses in tempo, so it feels like part of the groove instead of a wash. Variation 3. Sidechain the swell so it pumps around the drums. Put a compressor on the return. Enable sidechain from the kick or the drum bus. Ratio around 3:1 to 5:1. Attack 2 to 10 milliseconds. Release 80 to 150 milliseconds. Now the swell breathes with the roller instead of masking it. And a final pro move. Print and place. Once you get a perfect swell, resample the return to audio. Then you can place it exactly where you want. Reverse the tail. Fade it surgically. Layer impacts. And reuse it across the track with total consistency. This is how you get repeatable drops without retweaking automation every time. All right, quick mini practice exercise. Load a classic DnB drum loop. Put a snare fill in the last bar before a drop. Build the AFB swell return chain. Auto filter, echo, saturator, limiter. Then do two versions. Version 1. Automate feedback and filter cutoff. Version 2. Automate send amount and utility gain and keep feedback lower. Bounce both. Then a slash B them and ask which one hits harder at the drop and which one stays cleaner. If it doesn't feel like the drop gets bigger, don't just lower the return. Reduce masking. Less width. Less harsh highs. Less low mid buildup. Recap to lock it in. Controlled feedback swells are automation plus safety plus tone shaping. Build a dedicated return. Filter into delay. Into saturation. Into limiter. Automate feedback for intensity. Cutoff for darkness versus brightness. And utility gain for a clean kill on the drop. Keep low end out. Keep everything tempo synced, and make the downbeat reset absolutely intentional. If you tell me your tempo and subgenre, like Liquid, Neuro, Jump Up, or Jungle, I can suggest exact delay timings and feedback caps that sit perfectly in that pocket.